small Spanish city where cobblestone streets meet the whispers of ancient cathedrals, a young woman once lived, radiant, spontaneous, and full of dreams. Her name was Marta Obregón, born in La Coruña on March the 1st, the second of four sisters, in a deeply Christian family. Because of her father's work, the family moved often, Barcelona for a year, and finally, in December of 1970, settling permanently in Burgos. Marta grew up at the Colegio de Jesús María, where her teachers remembered her as bright and joyful. But beyond the studies, her heart was already searching for something greater. As a young girl, Marta and her sister attended the Arlanza Club, a center of prayer and study under Opus Dei. Every day from 4 in the afternoon until 9:30 at night, Marta came to study and pray. According to her mother, Marta was spontaneous, very affectionate, and attentive. At 17, Marta left the Arlanza Club. She wanted to experience life for herself, and like many young souls, she drifted away from prayer. In 1988, she began her first romantic relationship, one that tested her deeply. Passion clouded her faith, and for a time, Marta felt far from God. Marta entered the university in Madrid, pursuing journalism. She dreamt of becoming a famous reporter, but soon, those dreams would give way to something far more profound. In the summer of 1990, Marta joined a pilgrimage to Thais, organized by the Neo-Catechumenal Way. There, in the quiet rhythm of prayer and song, her heart was transformed. A prodigious conversion took place within her soul. Upon her return, Marta sought reconciliation, longing to cleanse the wounds of her past. Renewed by grace, Marta began to live her faith boldly. She defended Christian values among her friends, in the university, and even in the media, never ashamed to proclaim Christ. In her final year, Marta returned each afternoon to the same Opus Dei center she had left years before. There she studied quietly, and every evening, she knelt before the tabernacle for 30 minutes of silent prayer. Her confidant once tried to speak with her about career ambitions, but Marta no longer cared for worldly success. It was said of her, "It was clear that God had taken everything away from her, studies, boyfriend, projects. Her way of being was that of a woman who had found God, but continued to search for Him more and more intimately." Her friends noticed a deep serenity in her, the peace of one who had found a purpose. On the night before her death, Marta left her books on the table. She planned to return the next morning to attend Mass, receive communion, and continue studying for her exams in February, but she never came back. At around 10 p.m., a neighbor heard a piercing scream. For 5 days, Marta's family searched desperately, until her body was found 5 kilometers outside the city. She had fought for her purity until her final breath. The forensic report stated she died in the early hours of January the 22nd, 1992. She had suffered bruises, signs of struggle, and 14 stab wounds, with one piercing her heart. Marta was just 22 years old. Her friends and family mourned deeply, but their tears were mingled with awe. They knew Marta's sacrifice was not in vain. It was the final act of love from a soul wholly given to God. Through her courage and purity, Marta Obregón shines as a martyr of chastity, a witness to the truth that God's love is stronger than death. In a short life, she discovered what many search for a lifetime to find, that peace is not found in success or pleasure, but in total surrender to the One who is love itself. Servant of God, Marta Obregón, pray for us.